Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings you're gonna rise up singing and you'll spread your wings and you'll take to the sky. But till that morning, there ain't nothing can harm you with daddy and mama standing by. Let us worship together this morning. Welcome to First Parish in Concord on this beautiful summer day. It has been quite a week. Everything in the world we can imagine has happened last week, as happened the week before, as happened the week before, as happened the week before. I remember this time of year, last year, when I was saying to the staff, you know, all we got to do is get through the election. Well, I think we are actually running a marathon and not a sprint. So I want to welcome you to church this morning. I want you to lay whatever burdens you have down here. We're going to have a jazz standard morning. We got Maddie Cifontus singing here. She's my colleague and my friend. We served on the Ministerial Fellowship Committee together, and it's so great to have you here, Maddie. Welcome. And she's being accompanied by Paul Brodnax, who has been playing the piano for a long time, haven't you, sir? A couple of years. It's nice to have you here this morning. Looking forward to the good music. And, of course, David Owens is here as well, and he's going to help us out with a couple of numbers, too. Want to welcome you to this service. Settle into it. Enjoy these lyrics. Enjoy these songs. If you have come here light of heart, this will be a place that will meet that lightness. If you have come here heavy of heart, may your heart be lifted. And may you know that you are not alone. We know that Concord suffered a terrible tragedy just this past Friday with the death of a young person, and I know that there are folks here who are grieving his death, as am I. But here we are. We're in church this morning. Welcome, everybody. Let's worship together. Maddie, would you light the chalice as I offer these words? So these are some words written by Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach for the 1933 musical Roberta. They asked me how I knew my love was true. Of course, I replied, something here inside cannot be denied. They said, someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. Thank you, Maddie and Paul. Next, you all get a chance to sing along. So, should we launch into it, Maddie? This, of course, from Oklahoma, so get ready.
Okay, so you can rise in body or in spirit, and you know, if you don't know the words, some of you know I used to direct an elder chorus called the Golden Tones, which I founded, and I love it when people sing along. We're going to sing, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, and it certainly is today, isn't it, Howard? So we're going to practice the chorus first. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. And then we're going to launch into the song. And those of you who know the verses, sing along with me. Okay. Oh, what a beautiful
All right, please be seated. If you haven't already figured it out, you don't even need to follow that order of service in your hand. We're just going to do this up nightclub style and take it wherever it needs to go. I want to read a poem to you now. This is by Billy Collins, who is one of my favorite poets. He's magnificent at doing what poets do, which is putting things together that really shouldn't go together, and you enjoy it nonetheless. This is his poem, Nightclub. Nightclub by Billy Collins. You are so beautiful, and I'm a fool to be in love with you. Is the theme that keeps coming up in songs and poems. There seems to be no room for variation. I've never heard anyone sing, "I am so beautiful and you are a fool to be in love with me," even though this notion has surely crossed the minds of women and men alike. "You are so beautiful, too bad. You are a fool" is another that you don't hear. Or, "You are a fool to consider me beautiful." That one you will never hear, guaranteed. For no particular reason, this afternoon I am listening to Johnny Hartman, whose dark voice can curl around the concepts of love, beauty, and foolishness like no one else's can. It feels like smoke curling up from a cigarette left burning on a baby grand piano around 3 o'clock in the morning. Smoke that billows up into the bright lights while out there in the darkness, some of the beautiful fools have gathered around little tables to listen. Some with their eyes closed, others leaning forward into the music as if it were holding them up or twirling the loose ice in a glass, slipping by degrees into a rhythmic dream. Yes, there is all this foolish beauty, born beyond midnight, that has no desire to go home, especially now when everyone in the room is watching the large man with the tenor sax that hangs from his neck like a golden fish. He moves forward to the edge of the stage and hands the instrument down to me and nods that I should play. So I put the mouthpiece to my lips and blow into it with all my living breath. We are all so foolish. My long bebop solo begins by saying, "So damn foolish. We have become beautiful without even knowing it." So why a summer service on jazz standards? Well, I think it's really just an excuse to listen to Maddie sing, really. I didn't have much more in mind when I cooked this up with her than that. I thought, well, you know, if we get Maddie to sing some songs and if folks kind of can sink into them a little bit, then I won't have to do that much work. You know, it's the minister coming back from vacation. This was planned long ago. So it's just an elaborate plot, Maddie, to get you in the church and to get you to singing some songs. And then I got to thinking about it a little more deeply than my own desire to pass the buck to you. And I thought, why have these songs actually been in my life for as long as they have? I don't remember a time when I haven't known some of these songs. I grew up in the 60s. I grew up on a ranch, and we were too far outside of town to have television reception. So this was probably a good thing and a bad thing. We kids thought it was a terrible thing because we were missing all of the shows that everybody else was watching. I had to go babysit in order to see Love Boat and Fantasy Island and Falcon Crest. That was even better than getting paid to do a little bit of babysitting, was to get to watch the things that everybody else was watching. So in my childhood, there was no Gilligan's Island. There was no Brady Bunch. We didn't really know who the Partridge Family were, none of that stuff. But we had records. My parents enjoyed music, and they had this vast case with probably 300 albums in it. And they were of all types, although it probably ran heavy in the country music, kind of Charlie Pride, Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, that stream of country music, kind of the old twangy stuff. And then it ran heavy into Broadway show tunes and some of the jazz standards. And I remember as a child, one of the things that we would do is that we would just pull out all of these records and we would play only the songs on them that we really liked. Because, you know, there's always a lot of songs on a record. You're like, well, okay, that's fine, but we don't need to listen to that. We would literally play the same song over and over again. Not an exaggeration. We could play Connie Francis singing McNamara's Band 15 times in a row, which usually resulted in my mother coming in from the kitchen and saying, that is enough, and taking the record away. But somehow these songs, these cheesy old songs, these corny old songs, songs from South Pacific, songs from My Fair Lady, songs from Camelot, all of those old musicals, somehow they got into my family. Another thing that we did, because we were fairly poor, and what we would do on Sunday afternoon after church for entertainment is that we would go for a drive. That was what the family could afford. Gas was pretty cheap, and so we would go for a long drive. And inevitably, coming back from that drive, or coming back from a movie, or coming back from some church social function, the family would sing together in the car on the way home. And I have the fondest of memories of listening to my own parents from the back seat as they would sing to each other some of these old, old songs. Sometimes it was the whole song, sometimes it was just a chorus, but they were in our family's lexicon. They were part of what I was raised on. There's one in particular that always struck me, and I wouldn't realize until much later how prescient it was. It says, I get too hungry for dinner at 8. I like the theater, but never come late. I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. I don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the free, fresh wind in my hair, life without care. I'm broke, it's okay. Hate California, it's cold and it's damp. Sorry, Maddie. That's why the lady is a tramp. These, of course, are lyrics by Rodgers and Hart, and it was famously sung by Ella Fitzgerald, among other folks. Everybody puts their own little spin on this song. But this silly song, as a child, somehow stuck in my head. And maybe it's fitting that, you know, such a song would help a young gay man kind of grow up and get it together and move out into the world. But what stuck with me was this interesting notion that to go against society or to go against what other people thought you ought to do was actually the better way to live. To be somebody who made your own way in the world, somebody who had your own thoughts, knew the things you liked and knew the things you didn't like. If that made the lady a tramp, well then so be it. And I think that one of the things that actually helps me navigate things like Unitarian Universalism or Concord or First Parish in Concord or some of the other circles that I travel in is that this lady's probably always going to be a bit of a tramp. And so I can go into interactions with people looking for the tramp in them, looking for the ways that they don't necessarily fit in, the ways that they are actually doing what feels right to them, living their lives in a way that is authentic to them. And that's what I think is the main thing about these songs. They speak to the human condition. They can be silly. They can be poignant. We know that life is not always joyous. We know that oftentimes tragedy strikes without our even realizing it will. And over again, it is the old hymns, it is the old jazz standards, it is the stuff we grew up with, the stuff of community, the stuff of congregational singing and community singing, the things that knit us back together and things that help us figure out what direction our life will take, the things that offer us reassurance when we are lost. Ella sings, I go to Coney, the beach is divine. I go to ball games, the bleachers are fine. I follow Winchell and read every line. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like a prize fight, she says, that isn't a fake. I love the rowing on Central Park Lake. I go to the opera and stay wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the green grass under my shoes. What can I lose? I'm flat, that's that. I'm alone when I lower my lamp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp. We also know that these songs can help us out when we are feeling sad, when we are feeling lost, when we are feeling bewildered. And I'd like to have us enter into a time of prayer and meditation with these lyrics, these by Vivian Siegel, sung again by Ella Fitzgerald and others from the song Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Let us enter into a time of prayer, thinking, I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. In a moment, you'll have a chance to say the names of those that you are thinking about into this space and know that they will be held by this gathered congregation. But first, a few things that are on the parish concerns. We hold in our thoughts and prayers Christopher Cater, who's the 7-year-old son of Heidi Cater. Christopher had surgery on August 15th and is recovering at home, and we send our thoughts and prayers to him and his family. We're thinking today of the family of Ursula Christoffi. Her memorial service will be here this coming Saturday, August 26th at 11 a.m., and I'll be officiating at that. And this morning, we're thinking of anyone and everyone in the town of Concord who knows or was connected to the family of Dylan Smith. Dylan Smith was the 15-year-old boy who was killed on Friday in a bike accident. And we know that he had many friends, including some folks who are here this morning. He was connected to many people, as was his family. Our thoughts and prayers go out to that family. We will hold a memorial service here at First Parish on Friday the 25th at 11 a.m. for Dylan, and I will officiate at that service. So we will hold him and his friends and his family in our thoughts and prayers. If there's someone that you are thinking of, either because they are experiencing a great joy or a deep sorrow, I invite you to say your name into this space now, knowing that we together will hold them. And I invite you to continue in a spirit of meditation and prayer with these lyrics from Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Lost my heart, but what of it? He's cold, I agree. He can laugh, but I love it, although the laugh's on me. I'll sing to him each spring to him, and long for the day when I cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. He's a fool, and don't I know it, but a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink, since this half-pint imitation put me on the brink. I've sinned a lot, I mean a lot, but I'm like sweet 17 a lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Let us hold together a time of silence. as George and Ira Gershwin wrote, "It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for a year, but forever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies and in time may go. We know that all things are fleeting, but that we as a congregation worship in a place where a congregation has gathered since 1636. We are not the first people to gather together in joy and in sorrow, and we won't be the last. If you haven't guessed it, this is the time for the offering. Because one of the things that these songs tell us is that they tell us that human community endures, that human emotions stretch across time, and that human feeling is important and must be paid attention to. This congregation is here and can open its doors to both its members and its community whenever it likes. And one of the reasons that that can happen is that you all are generous, not only with your time, but with your money, that through your pledges and through your offerings at the time of the offering, this congregation might do its work in the world. And so as the ushers get ready, these words by George and Ira Gershwin, "Oh, but my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble. They're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay." And offering for the good work and witness of this congregation will now be gratefully received. Thank you, Maddie and Paul. Now, if this were a real nightclub, I'd say we're going to have a brief intermission and the band will take a break and then they'll come back for the second set. This morning, the second set is coffee hour. So you all are invited to come downstairs and to enjoy some coffee or some lemonade and to talk to one another to enjoy this beautiful summer day. So please come down to coffee hour. I'm not sure whether the worship sharing circle is meeting or not. It is, so they'll be just right out here on the terrace if that's something that you'd like to participate in as well. Again, I want to thank Maddie and Paul and David. It's been such a pleasure to have you here. Let's give them a nice round of applause. And now let's have everybody rise, greet those around you, and then we'll do another congregational sing-along. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Rise, greet each other warmly, please. All right, let's stay standing. Maddie's going to get us into our closing sing-along. This is one that, if you don't know it already, you'll know it very quickly. A good old classic. Get ready to sing along. Belt it out.
And I always say, if you don't know the words, just go la, 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 or ooh. So this is the classic Moon River. Moon River, and what Howard doesn't know when he picked this, this was the first solo that I sang in junior high school in front of an audience, believe it or not.
As you go forth from this place into this beautiful summer day, remember that you are not alone, that you are in fact connected not only to this community and to these people around you, but to those far and wide whom you love, those far and wide who care about you. Forget not this connection, but carry it with you and make more and newer and stronger connections wherever you go. Now please join with me in the parish benediction that is printed on the back of your order of service. Go out into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold on to what is good. Return to no person evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the suffering. Honor all beings. Please be seated for the postscript.